Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, January 21st. Coming up,
America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional.
President Trump already signs around 100 executive orders and batten down the hatches. It could be a stormy weekend. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has removed the US from the Paris Climate Accords as one of his first actions after being inaugurated as president. He signed around 100 executive orders last night, ranging from climate to pardons for those involved in the January 6th riots. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports from Washington.
As part of a shock and awe campaign in his first few days, Donald Trump is bombing the Capitol with executive orders. While signing them in front of the press last night, he also said the US has a right to own half of the social media giant TikTok.
There's so many different products made in China, nobody ever complained about it. The only one they complain about is TikTok. And TikTok is largely young people. I guess I have a warm spot for TikTok that I didn't have originally, but you know, I went on TikTok. And I won young people up by 36%.
In D.C., many people had praise for the strongman and isolationist approach Trump is taking.
He's a great leader. And he says what he wants to do and he does it. And he doesn't really care what people say about him, which you can't. You can't care what people say. You'll never get nothing done. So
it was, I think, different from what I really heard. But it's good. You know, we do got to protect Americans. We do got to take care of America first.
He signed an order to remove the US from the Paris climate deal, telling supporters the US would drill, baby, drill, rather than go after renewable energy. Sean Defoe in Washington, D.C.
During his speech, Mr. Trump said he'll send troops to the southern border with Mexico and impose tariffs and taxes on other countries. He also said US government policy will only recognize two genders, and he vowed to plant the stars and stripes on Mars. That's fired up one of his biggest supporters, Elon Musk.
Can you imagine how awesome it will be to have American astronauts plant the flag on another planet for the first time?
To other news now, and it's feared up to 300 jobs could go at a financial services company in Wexford this morning. Workers at the BNY Mellon branch in Wexford town will meet officials as the firm is said to be undertaking a global review of its operations. Labour TD for Wexford, George Lawler, says the local community is preparing for the worst.
This will be a tremendous blow for not just the workers and their families, but the entire community of Wexford, because BNY Mellon for many years now has been an integral part of the economic fabric of Wexford town in particular. So you can imagine the impact that that would have on a relatively small town like Wexford.
Migration levels in 2023 more or less plateaued. According to a report from the European Migration Network Ireland, it found immigration increased by 5% in the year to April 2024, still slightly lower than the peak in 2007. 58% of the migrants came from outside the UK and EU, which includes people from Ukraine. One of the authors of the report, Kira Murphy, says the numbers returned to more manageable levels after previous highs.
Migration more or less plateaued in 2023 after really big increases in 2022, although it's a little bit of a nuanced picture. Overall immigration only increased by 5%. It had increased by 31% the year before. First permits more or less plateaued. International protection plateaued. So there was kind of a levelling off.
An Atlantic jet stream is threatening to generate the strongest winds of the winter this weekend. Met Éireann says a deep low-pressure system is tracking near Ireland, bringing very strong winds, high seas and spells of heavy rain. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says it's an evolving situation with an offshore storm approaching on Thursday night.
We have a spell of very unsettled and possibly stormy weather coming towards us on Thursday night into Friday. And that's because we have a very strong jet stream coming across the Atlantic, which is going to power up this intense low and bring it towards or close to Ireland. And it is going to bring a number of low pressure systems towards us later in this week and into the early days of next week.
In entertainment news, former Thin Lizzy guitarist John Sykes has died at the age of 65. The Englishman joined the Irish band for their Thunder and Lightning album back in 1982 and toured with the remaining members in the 90s following Phil Lynott's death. The iconic rock star, who also played with Whitesnake, passed away after a lengthy battle with cancer. And in sport, in soccer, Aston Villa and Liverpool are back in Champions League action tonight. First up, Villa are away to Monaco from a quarter to six. Unai Emery's side go into the game fifth in the table with four wins from their six games so far. Liverpool, meanwhile, will start the evening top of the table. They welcome Lille to Anfield, where there's an 8 o'clock start, and Reds manager Arne Slot is not underestimating the challenge they'll bring to the game.
They are pressing every team, if it's Olympique Marseille or Real Madrid or whatever team they face. They just press them high. They are not afraid to bring the ball out from the back. So for us, it's going to be a change of styles compared to the recent teams we faced. The three or four teams we faced before didn't want to bring the ball out from the back. And that's what Lille is doing. That's what they're really good at. So that's what I expect.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.